Hello, this is Sid and Millie Chats. I'm Sid, this is Millie, and we invite you to be a fly on our wall. Well, we just finished watching the Manchester United versus
Nottingham Forest game
today. It was the first loss under Ruben Amorim at home in the Premier League.
Yeah.
What are your first initial thoughts on that, Millie?
Yeah, it was, I guess, like, kind of a tough game to watch. We gave up kind of an early goal off of another set piece, which is kind of our Achilles heel in the last match. So I guess that kind of was very frustrating. Obviously, it's a loss at home, a loss at Old Trafford, which obviously never feels good. But I think that there were still, like, some good things that happened in the game. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like, obviously, back-to-back losses in the Premier League is going to make, you know, morale drop. So initial thoughts are a little bit frustrated with the set-piece goals. You know, the third goal was a pretty, like, weak header. It kind of seemed like we did have the numbers that we needed to get that ball cleared, and we just didn't do that. And then, obviously, you know, player mistakes will happen, so no need to, you know, go crazy on, like, Onana. At the end of the day, like, we have to create and finish opportunities. I mean, Nottingham Forest being a decent team doesn't excuse it, you know. Man United should be beating everybody, so.
Okay, that makes sense. Kind of on that same topic, what were some of the challenges that Manchester United faced that kind of led to those goals?
Some of the challenges that we faced were, I think with how fresh the system is with the players, I think there's still a little bit of those, like, growing pains with the players knowing, you know, where we should be and kind of that patience in the build-up as well. I think in certain moments, maybe people are getting caught in maybe two minds or... I don't even know what the best way to describe it is. It just feels like it's still, like, a very fresh system.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we still don't necessarily have, like, that key ball winner,
mm-hmm.
who on every corner kick we know is going to come and, like, clear the ball.
Right.
Or on every set piece we know is going to, like, someone is going to, like, challenge and clear that ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they only scored on one corner today, but, like, there were multiple opportunities where the ball is bouncing around in the box. We've missed the first header, or somehow they've won the first header. And, you know, that in those moments, we've got to be a little bit, like, stronger to,
yeah.
like, and a little bit more, like, life or death in winning those moments, winning those balls, rather. And again, like, I will never be able to, like, get behind the, like, full, like, zonal defending. You know, Martinez is a phenomenal defender. I love him to death. But at the end of the day, if someone's over 6 feet, like, over 6'5", like Chris Wood is, their forward, like, at some point, we have got to go off script if something just makes more sense. It makes most sense for De Ligt, our biggest player and best ball winner, to either be the free man hunting the ball,
mm-hmm.
or mark the biggest man on their team. It just does not make sense for us to just be standing stagnant in a row in the 18-yard box, hoping that they're going to serve the ball into one of our zones for us to, you know, get out.
Perfectly headed away.
Sharks smell blood in the water.
Yeah.
They're going to go to it. Every team now is going to be assuming we're weak on corner kicks. Every single team in the Premier League. So now everybody is going to be putting that pressure, trying to
yeah.
win set pieces, trying to capitalize on corner kicks, because now they know that's what the weak point is. So that's unfortunate, but...
Yeah, that's very true, but I feel like you said, it's growing pains. They're going to have to go through these
yeah.
struggles and challenges to kind of come out of it on the other end, a better
yeah.
team.
That's true.
And
yeah.
I feel like in the game, we also had some positives. We scored 2 goals.
Yeah.
Do you want to touch on any other, like, positives?
Yeah,
that
is really true. There were some really bright spots in the game. Obviously, Hoyland got another goal. Garnacho had the chance. Keeper made the save. Hoyland finished it. He was at the right place, right time. So, like, definitely love that for him. Bruno got his goal as well. I mean, he's world class. I mean, he creates so many opportunities, creates a ton, like, in the run of play. I know, obviously, he made a mistake in the build-up of one of the goals, but at the end of the day, what he brings to the team, you really can't fault him for that, and, I mean, the numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
when it comes to Bruno, so he's a masterclass, so... obviously, United throughout like the 90 minutes was massively dominant, massively dominated the game, massively dominated possession, massively dominated, you know, basically everything. Forest really didn't have any like clear cut chances, like in the first like 45 minutes, really, other than their set piece goal. So, overall, I think, you know, United is now playing a different brand of football. We're no longer seeing, you know, us kind of sitting back against what I would say are like lesser teams, which again, obviously no disrespect, and obviously we lost today, so I mean, that's kind of a new point, but at the end of the day, like, now you can tell that United have a very dominating style of play, so teams are sitting back trying to defend, and United are still finding ways to break them down and to like create opportunities. But you know, we just haven't been, I guess, incisive enough, like deadly enough in those moments to make all of that possession count. I think it's Jose Mourinho who has a very famous saying about, you know, you can keep the ball, we'll take the trophy or whatever. Because it's just like, you know, possession at the end of the day doesn't win games. You know, we've got to finish our opportunities and make sure we're creating good opportunities for our attacking players.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it seems kind of like we're getting there. Mm-hmm. We're, like you said, being more dominant, and... I feel like you predicted that in our first video when we spoke about kind of just like our thoughts on the new Ruben Amorim era.
Yeah.
And you were talking about like the style of play that they wanted or that he would demand from them. And I feel like we are already seeing it. So it's like we just need to, or Manchester United just needs to... kind of fall into that form.
Yeah, and it's really true. And I mean, you can't overstate enough how important Manuel Ugarte is. I mean, him in the midfield, it really just kind of allows United to kind of dominate most teams that we've seen so far. I mean, every loose ball he's chasing down, he's somewhere in midfield, tackling, winning the ball back, regaining possession, putting the ball on the floor, and connecting the ball to the next. I mean, it's massively important role that he's playing, and it's made a huge difference. I mean, you're talking, seeing Manu and Bruno, who have played together all of last season, won the trophy together last season, you know, obviously a combination that works really well in the midfield, but seeing them now in a midfield that's dominating possession versus last year, we rarely had games where United, you know, were dominating that much. But now we're seeing the same midfield fully dominate possession, dominate the game. So the common denominator has to be Manuel Ugarte.
So
he's playing a very key role, and again, was another like positive performance for him. But it was very, very positive for those guys in the midfield. But again, yeah, we just need a little bit more beyond the possession.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, again, our United players receive an unbelievably amount of unfair scrutiny, like online and stuff. Rashford is 16th all-time goal scorer at the club. You don't get to that level without being like a good player, without having consistent success, and to think about the fact that he's had now 6 different managers, and yet has been a consistent player for 6 different managers, speaks to his talent.
Absolutely.
So yeah, whether players just have to also kind of understand their role within a team, and sometimes that isn't always going to be starting every single game, especially when there are so many games, because they just played a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
They have to play midweek again.
Right. Yes. Tired.
Yeah, and they're traveling far this week, too.
Where are they going? Somewhere.
Yeah, I'll be lucky if I can pronounce the team they're playing this week.
Okay, because it's Europa.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Yeah, playing in Europa. So I don't think there was anything like too crazy to call out. I don't think anybody had like a massively disastrous game. It is the Premier League. We know that this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not realistic to think that United will win every game, especially in the early growing stages of this new system, of this new manager, a whole new coaching staff. You know, there's a lot of changes happening at the club. New ownership this year.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's just got to be taken game by game, and we've got to take the little victories game by game.
Yeah.
And I think probably one of the key ones that we could take away was just like the style of play. That's very clear. The
mm-hmm.
domination is very clear. The creation of opportunities is very clear. I mean, there's not any alarm bells going off yet.
Yeah.
But just like generally, like I don't feel like overly like pressed. Obviously, it's like a disappointing feeling not to like get the win
mm-hmm.
or, you know, feel that excitement, but I think it's still very early stages, and
early
I think the early days, yeah, it's going to be time. Time is needed, so I think the biggest thing is to, like, stay calm, stay focused on the overall objective, and for the players, like, keep locking in on what Ruben is trying to, what he's trying to do, what
mm-hmm.
he's trying to show, because the faster everybody learns the system and locks in on the system, the faster, you know, the team can grow into it.
Absolutely.
You know, imagine they're playing this well, not fully grasping this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what this might look like in a month's time, we might be just, like,
laughing these videos.
yeah, for real. So, I mean, I think, I don't think there was any, like, cause for alarm. There are more changes to come, there are more games to come, and like, I think there's still a lot to be excited about. So, that's kind of what I would take from today's game.
Absolutely.
So, obviously, Man United lost kind of, like, one of the bricks in the foundation of Old Trafford. They lost, Kath this week, Kath Phillips, who is, like, the head of reception. So, just reading from United's website, says Kath joined United in September of 1968.
Wow.
As a switchboard operator, and later became our trained ground receptionist. Her personality and warmth left a positive impression on everybody who was lucky enough to receive her welcome. And obviously there have been like tons of tributes from a ton of like ex-players, former players,
mm-hmm.
Former managers. So, heart goes out to her and her family and her, you know, the United family as well, who lost, you know, a pretty key member. And hopefully the goal of, you know, this new era will be to help bring the club back to some of those highs that she got to see. Some of those highs that, like, people are kind of ready for. I think, you know, United has gotten a little taste of it. I don't think anything is too out of reach yet this season, so still a lot of time to aspire to reach those new heights.
Absolutely.
So, I feel like those were our thoughts on today's Man United match versus Nottingham Forest. Unfortunately, a loss, but some good takeaways. If you made it this far, please like and subscribe, and we'll see you next week when Man United takes on some unknown European Cup player team. So, yeah, whatever. See you then.